This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanese officials say nearly 50 people are dead following a large explosion that rocked the port area of the capital, Beirut, on Tuesday. Health Minister Hamad Hassan said as many as 50 may have died and more than 2,000 others were injured in the blast that caused widespread damage in the city. A Lebanese Red Cross official said rescue efforts are underway and people are still trapped in their homes and other nearby structures. There was no immediate word on the cause of the blast. Some local media reported it occurred in an area of the port where fireworks were warehoused. A White House official said President Donald Trump has been briefed on Tuesday's explosion and continues to monitor the situation. The blast comes as a UN-backed court is trying four people from the Shiite Hezbollah group suspected of killing Lebanon's former Sunni leader, Rafiq Hariri, in a truck bombing 15 years ago. The court is scheduled to deliver a verdict on Friday. The blast also occurred during one of Lebanon's worst economic and financial crises in decades, and amid escalating tensions between Hezbollah and Israel along Lebanon's southern border. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced from, these are his words, anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 troops by November 3rd. That's the day of the presidential election. Trump's remarks to Axios for HBO came as the Afghan Taliban has said its chief peace negotiator discussed the state of the Afghan peace process with the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, in a video meeting on Monday. The U.S. military began a gradual drawdown soon after the Trump administration sealed a peace pact with the Taliban insurgency in February to close the 19-year-old Afghan war, America's longest. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Afghan authorities were searching Tuesday for about 270 inmates, most of them Islamic State fighters, who remained on the loose after escaping during a deadly prison raid. At least 29 people were killed when Islamic State, or IS, gunmen attacked the facility in Jalalabad on Sunday. Fierce fighting lasted until Monday afternoon. The IS prison raid came a day after Afghanistan's intelligence agency announced the killing of a top IS commander near Jalalabad. Nangarhar province, where IS got its first foothold in Afghanistan, has seen repeated attacks by the group, including a suicide bomb that killed 32 mourners at a funeral in May. The European Commission launched an in-depth investigation on Tuesday into whether U.S. tech giant Google's planned $2.1 billion purchase of smartwatch maker Fitbit would give it an unfair market advantage. In November last year, Google announced it had reached an agreement to buy Fitbit, which produces wearable fitness trackers and watches that communicate with a health monitoring app. But Google also produces an operating system for smartwatches, and Brussels is concerned that acquiring Fitbit's user data will strengthen its already powerful position in targeted advertising. Reacting to the decision, a Google spokesperson said the company had bought Fitbit for its wearable technology, not its users' fitness data. And he argued there's already competition when it comes to smartwatches and fitness trackers, with Apple, Samsung, Garmin, Fossil, and many others offering products. 17 people, including 8 children, have been killed in flash floods by lightning in Yemen's northern Marib region. That's according to health authorities on Tuesday. Fierce storms have added to the woes of the war-torn country, which the United Nations has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. 5 years of conflict has left large parts of the country in ruins. Recent storms have hit other provinces, including the capital, Sana'a. The Arab world's poorest country is also battling the coronavirus pandemic, which is its decrepit health system is ill-equipped to handle. Yemen has officially recorded more than 1,700 cases of the virus, including 499 deaths. However, many fear the real toll is far higher. An estimated 24 million Yemenis, more than 80% of the population, are dependent on aid for survival. That's according to the United Nations. And the family of a California-based member of an Iranian militant opposition group in exile says Iran abducted him while he was in Dubai. The family told the media the man was apparently first smuggled into Oman and then taken to the Islamic Republic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.